Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hour number two, Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy and CJ. Bubble Boy running for office, evidently, according to Fox News. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Plus, I'm heading to Cuba, and we're doing a full show from that island, if everything goes as planned, or it may be a scream for help.
Scuba in Cuba.
Right. That is happening next week, and we're going to talk a little bit more about it as we progress through this hour. However, before we do that, we got to talk to our good buddy, Captain Carl Fismer, who is on Scuba Radio right now via Skype. Carl, how are you? Welcome, buddy.
Thanks, Greg. Doing pretty good. Take me to Cuba with you. Do you mind?
Of course not. I mean, I would imagine you've been down there many times before doing your treasure hunting festivities and excursions and things. Have you not been to that part of the world yet or no?
I was there once, but they're pretty tight on their shipwrecks. But the good news is, you know, my good friend and mentor, Jack Haskins, who I worked with for 32 years, has left me in his will about 200,000 pages of archival research, plus a whole computer full of it. Literally hundreds of Spanish galleons sank around Cuba. Mm. And it, as you may know, the King of Spain, after Hillary gave him 500,000 of Odyssey coins, realized he'd been giving away billions of dollars worth of information. So he pulled the plug on researching in the archives for treasure hunters. So if you want to go, I'm about the only game in town.
It is the stuff that you have that Jack had gave to you is what you're saying. Is that right?
Yeah, he left it to in his will, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, Carl is the go-to guy when it comes to treasure hunting. You know, we've had John Chatterton, you know, from the Curse of Oak Island on the show last few weeks, talking to him, and he is, you know, he goes to Carl when he needs more information about shipwrecks and things like that. So, I mean, Carl is like the library for shipwreck treasure hunters and things like that these days. And finally, you have written a book along with a friend of yours, Sam Milner, about your life and times and challenges of being a treasure hunter. Is that right, Carl? Is that in a nutshell, or is there some other spin to it?
Well, no, that's pretty much it. Sam and his wife, CJ, actually did all the work. I talked into a tape and drank, and then they did everything else.
Okay, you talked into a tape and drank. That's interesting. Yes. See, no one tapes this show, but there's a little bit of drinking going on here and there, so I guess I can relate to that part of it. But they helped you turn it into a book, and it's called Uncharted Waters, The Life and Times of Captain Fizz.
That's correct.
Now, this thing actually is literally being released as we speak, like this coming Tuesday or something. It goes out around the world. Is that the deal or what?
Yeah, I think on Monday she gets released, all right. And I myself am picking up 300 copies. Sam Milner and I are doing a book signing down at the Lorelei restaurant in Isla Mirada on the 21st. And there'll be lots of drinking going on there. Have you ever been to the Lorelei?
You know what? I don't remember. So chances are I probably have. thinking along those lines. But you know, I've hung out with Carl. I've had the opportunity to know him for a few years doing the show. And I got to tell you, he has some amazing stories. We have only scratched the surface on Scuba Radio. And if you ever have the opportunity to go meet him face to face and hear about some of the treasure coins that he has on display with him usually. Are you going to do that at the signing too, by the way? You'll bring some treasure to show off, I guess, too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to highlight, you know, I got to work with Sir Arthur C. Clarke, right, who led the expedition. He salvaged the only sunken treasure lost by the family that built the Taj Mahal. Being associated with somebody like Sir Arthur C. Clarke for 16 years, that's a highlight of my career. So I brag on it, and yeah, I got to dive with him over in Sri Lanka.
Right on, right on. Yeah. And I mean, but that's just one of many stories. I'm telling you, it's a great opportunity to meet Carl and talk to him and hear some of these stories firsthand. But that's what you have documented in this book for the first time, right? You've actually captured a lot of those stories. You've shared, you know, little tidbits here and there over the years on Scuba Radio. But that's what this is a catalog of stories along that line, or what?
It absolutely is, and I want to tell you, I've written lots of articles for magazines, and I'm lucky enough to have been on 23 magazine covers, and so, you know, they like my stories. But when you write a book, that's a career change. I'm not kidding. It was horrible. 2 years, but yes, all the stories I could remember, and some of them are true. They're all true.
And, okay.
I talk about Jack Haskins a lot because, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't know half of what I know. And I got to work with the best people in the business. 12 years with Mel Fisher. Art McKee, I was the last treasure hunter to break in under Art McKee. And all the big guys did. I mean, all the big guys did. Kip Wagner, Mel worked with Art when he came to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Marks, Jack Haskins, D.L. Cheney, Johnny Berry, all the good guys in this business broke in under Art. I was the last one. In fact, I talked to him on the phone the day before he passed away.
Yeah.
And, he was in the hospital in Homestead, Florida. And I said, Art, there's an article about you in the Keys newspaper. It says, you're the father of modern-day treasure hunting. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, that's all right as long as they don't call me the grandfather.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, you know, Carl knows everybody, and, you know, he's gotten some notoriety, obviously, in his own right as Captain Fizz, but, I mean, he really has, I don't know, millions and millions of dollars you've salvaged over the years, and, you know, we have been covering the progress of this Curse of Oak Island show on History Channel with John Chatterton. And I was talking to you last week when we set this up. I asked you, like, hey, did they ever talk to you about it? Did you ever go after that treasure? Or what were your thoughts on that? Could you please share that story with us right now? What you think of that whole effort?
You want me to tell you the truth?
Yeah.
Okay, here it comes. I did kind of study up on it a bit. This was a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I had read an article that on a nearby island, there was a British fort. And in the late 1700s, they had, for some reason, a whole company of engineers there. Now, I don't know what a whole company of engineers would be doing out in the middle of nowhere, but they must have been bored to death. And I got a feeling those are the guys that made that.
All the underwater tunnels and secret passages under the island of Oak Island, you think were what then exactly?
I think that the British engineers were bored to death and decided they were going to do something spectacular. And I almost am willing to bet that down at the bottom, if they ever get to it, it's going to be some kind of dry British sense of humor ending to it.
Interesting. So it's going to be like an underwater treasure punking is what you think it is. Or it's like a practical joke from British folk back in the day. Yeah, that's your theory, really.
Yes, like it is. Well, I think it is. And, you know, I know a lot of Brits, and they all have that. Arthur Clarke, for example.
Yeah.
I got to his house over in Sri Lanka, and we had camera equipment. We had dive stuff. He had a dive business there as well. And he's sitting on the front porch in a rocking chair, and the boy that worked in his house came out and said, "Can I help you with the bag, sir?" And I said, "Certainly. You take the blonde, and I'll take the redhead."
Okay.
Arthur Clark started banging on the arms of his chair and laughing so hard I thought he couldn't breathe. And I looked at him, and I said, "Groucho Marx." And he said, I know.
Okay. Well, you know, they're twisted as we are, is I think your point, right?
Yes, absolutely. If they weren't, I wouldn't like them.
Yeah, good point. Carl Fismer. The book, once again, is Uncharted Waters. We'll get you more specifics on how you can order that online next. Cool stuff. Carl, great guy. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You went up to the surface again, didn't you? Didn't you?
Nothing happened.
Oh, I'm about to dive in. Baby girl, hold your breath. We're about to get so wet.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy and CJ. Captain Carl Fismer, I'll tell you what, that book, I'm anxious to get my hands on that. Uncharted Waters, it's going to be a very cool book. Just knowing all the stories he shared with me over the years, I can only imagine what they're going to be like in more detail. And by the way, you want to get in on that? He said it's being released Monday. All the details can be found at treasureexpeditions.com. Right there, you can get all the information you need on how to order the book. I think maybe it's an ebook or a paperback, but treasureexpeditions.com. Also, if you know, he's still diving for treasure. And he's running some expeditions with some friends of his where you can actually dive with Captain Fizz. So that's right there at Treasure Expeditions as well. And by the way, one other thing. He said he has a bunch of canceled checks from Jack Haskins that he's evidently going to put with each book. So you get an autograph from Captain Jack when you buy the book or something like that, or cool. Maybe you can try to cash it. I don't know. I think they said they were canceled, so I assume.
Yeah, they were canceled.
I don't know. But a cool little memento. But once again, treasureexpeditions.com. All right, so, you know, we have our studio friends here, and then we have our friends we're connected with via the web, and then we have old school friends that are connected via the old plain old telephone. And that would be the case today with our good buddy, Bob Evans from Force Fins. Bob, how are you? Long time no chat, my friend.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah.
How you doing, Greg?
I'm good, Bob. How you been out there on the left coast? You been keeping busy or what? It's been a while since we've chatted with you.
Yeah, no, it's we're well, things are going really well. Force Fin is up and running, and I you know how much I love your program, and Scuba Radio has been, I wish I could follow it more often. Every time we get on and listen to the show, I go, why am I not listening to this every single day? So I've got a new computer. I'm going to have to figure out how to get into those archives. But I'd like to offer your listeners a pair of Neon Pros with bungee straps, any size. And what they can do is you can hook them up with me. They get to talk to me on the phone. I'll talk their ears off, and I'll size them up and get them into a pair of the Yummy Yellow, the Neon Pros.
Nice.
Which is always a good fin for high visibility for any instructor or somebody that wants to stand out. So I want to try to support you more this year. The Force Fin Company just grew, and we had to move it from Santa Barbara. It's all now being run out of Cranberry, Pennsylvania, with a five-man crew, and I've never been so happy in my whole life. It's really things have turned around thanks to some million customers. I got people calling me up and going, I need a new strap for my fins. They go, when'd you get them? They go, oh, 1982.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, wow, you know, $50 for a new set of straps, this is okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, you guys still have them because, you know, the original Force Fins, extremely popular, but you haven't had to modify them a lot as far as those type of things. And so you can still get the parts from Bob by just reaching out to forcefin.com and contacting Bob and Suzanne and the crew. Now, this pair of pros that you want to give away, I think all we got to do, Bob, is just open it up right now. If you can just email us your name, address, phone number, and a reason of why you need a new pair of Force Fins, we'll just take one at random that we think is most fitting. How's that sound?
You know what? That's great. And yeah, we'll come up with some really, we'll get innovative. I like to do this a bunch of times throughout the year. And I'm coming up with a policy that people can actually get the fins for a nominal fee, try them for 60 days. You know, they just put up a $25 fee, and I ship them the fins, and they have 60 days to use them. And if they like them, they can pay me, and if they don't, they can return them. And you know how many returns I get, Greg? Like zero.
Yes, of course. And they're very, very, I mean, Force Fins really are the most comfortable fins.
Yeah, just call me Wall Street Bob.
Yeah, okay, we could do that. But, you know, there's a lot of things.
Or Bank-a-Bob. It's going to be Bank-a-Bob.
You think that's what it's going to be?
Yeah, I'm a bank. I'm going to be, I realize I was in the banking business for years with all these big Sport Chile and all these big accounts. And, you know, they'd order $60,000 worth of fins, and I had to sit and wait 60, sometimes 100 days to get paid, right?
Yeah.
Well,
no more.
I'm going to turn that policy into all the wonderful divers and people that have said for years, you know, they're very expensive fins. They're made here in America, the best materials, but, you know, a lot of people don't want to put out $300 on the bat to try something. So I'm going to give them a chance to just put up a small, like, $25 deposit that covers the shipping. Let them have 60 days to do what they want with the fins, and I know they'll be more than glad to pay for them after they've used them.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll like them. I really haven't found anybody who's bought a pair of Force Fins that didn't love them to death. They became a lifelong customer. ForceFins.com. Just go there, order whichever model you prefer in the cool color that suits your fancy as well. But we got a yellow pair of pros to give away, neon yellow to give away. Just email us info@scubaradio.com, name, address, phone number, and why you need a pair. Maybe.
And the more people, and the more people that respond, the more generous I will get.
Ooh, okay. Well, let's see how that goes.
We want hundreds of people emailing, and then I've got a lot of really cool photo stuff, a lot of memorabilia stuff. So I'm trying to clean up things, and somebody would love to maybe have an original photograph of mine. So I'm kind of, remember the old Jack and Crack box, and you'd open it up and you'd dump all the popcorn out to try to find what little thing they had in the box.
Yes,
you know?
And so, a Cracker Jack, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, Cracker Jack. Yeah. Well, I'm a Cracker Jack with my fins, and so I'm just throwing all sorts of cool stuff in with the boxes when I ship them out.
Well, there you go. He is quite a character. I mean, just on Facebook, you keep posting up these pictures from years gone by of our trips together, and it's like, what is it, Throwback Thursday on Facebook every day with
Bob
Evans.
You're one of my best friends, and we're definitely going to be doing some diving this year, because the beauty of it is I'm no longer running to the UPS store with all these boxes of Forcefin. It's all now happening out of Pennsylvania, which means that we can grow. We received such a large order from the U.S. Navy that I decided to kind of take a new attitude about the company and not feel like I'm strapped to it. Just make it bigger and better and be able to go on trips with all our friends.
Well, I'm going to Cuba next week. You want to go?
Yeah. Well, if I can meet Fidel.
Well, you could, but you may not want to. I don't know if
We'll take him diving.
Yeah, okay. That sounds safe. Otherwise,
is the Mariana Trench down there?
There's all kinds of things down there that, we'll talk about next week on the big show. You know, I'll ask the folks down there what they think of Forcefin. They might have
Well, you got the spot laid out for us. I definitely would love to. I hear some of the best diving in the world.
Yeah, well, we will find out and report on it accordingly right here next week. All right, more coming up. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Jimmy and Bubble Boy, or I say Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and CJ in the studio with me.
Hey.
And did you guys already fill out your email there, send it in for your free force fins?
Yes, I did.
Duh.
Yeah, I figured you'd get a jump on that.
I got my force fin smile.
You guys can't, you're not eligible.
I've already got a pair.
We already have force fins, and we love them.
Yeah, so what why were you trying to enter the contest to get a free pair?
I need another pair. You never have enough force fins, Greg. You can't have enough force fins.
True. You need to have some for your home, some for your road bag, some for Cuba, maybe. You think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to Cuba. And I think you are.
You may have mentioned that once or a thousand times.
Yeah, I'm excited. But I'm not just the fact that I'm going to Cuba. And by the way, is it Cuba or Cuba? I think when you go down there, you're supposed to say Cuba.
If you're going to Mr. Gooding Jr.'s house, it's Cuba.
Oh, is that what it is?
Cuba.
Well, let me
Libre.
Ask the dive god, because he's going down there. And I believe we have him on the show, do we? Neil, you with me?
Yeah, I think it's Scuba.
Scuba. Okay, you're going to Scuba? We're going to Scuba. That wouldn't make sense.
Cuba.
We're going to Scuba and Cuba. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
you
I'm looking forward
to change the show to Cuba Radio.
We might, or maybe just for next week, we may have to do that.
South Cuba Radio.
Yeah, I know you're excited about this, Neil. This is going to be so much fun.
I am so stoked. I'm telling you, I was watching a YouTube video 5 minutes ago on Pinar del Rio, which is we'll be going through on the way to where we're diving, and that's where the Cohiba cigars and stuff come from.
Aha! So, uh-huh.
Yes. I think we're going to have to make a little stop en route.
I think we will have to. Yes. Matter of fact, we can bring $100 worth of tobacco and Cuban rum back.
Correct.
It's now $100.
That's mandatory.
Yes. So but that's only $100. I thought it was going to be more than that. So
you can bring. I think you can bring $400 worth of stuff. but $100 worth of alcohol and tobacco.
Okay.
But four Cuban cigars in the States is like $100, and you can buy a box down there for like under $100.
So. Okay, there we go. Yeah. We'll make out pretty well.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
If you're listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm with Bubble Boy CJ in the studio, and also we have the dive god Mr. Neil Watson on the line with us, and we're heading down to Cuba next week, and we'll tell you all about it. You know, pick up a few cigars on our surface interval, maybe a little Havana Club rum or whatever. We got a $100 limit, but you know, the good thing is Neil is also a cigar connoisseur. So, you know, I could go down there and say I want some Cohibas, and they'll say, oh, yeah, these are only $5. Make you holla. And they'll be like, hey, that's awesome. $5. And then it'll be like a, you know, a stool or something. And I'll think it's I won't have any idea what the heck these cigars are. So you'll be able to tell the good stuff from the cheap stuff and all that kind of thing.
Well, the thing is, we're not going to get any knockoffs in Cuba. That's
well,
the problem.
True.
You buy the Bahamas and places like that, you think you're buying a Cuban cigar and it's crap with a Cuban band on it. But down there, you know, you're going to get the real stuff. We'll be going right to the factories where they roll them and stuff. The guy we're going down with, I think his brother has something to do with Cohiba cigars down there. So
nice.
We got the in. We got the
all
in.
All right, cool.
But,
yeah,
I was. You know, we're staying at Villas Maria La Gorda. Which I understand translates into Mary the Fat, which doesn't sound
okay. Mary the Fat.
Mary the Fat.
Okay.
Which doesn't sound too appealing. I think I'd change the name. But but we're diving with International Dive Center, which is right on property.
Yeah.
And actually, I was talking to Neil Jr., my son, earlier today, and he said, you know, it's a real upscale dive operation, good boats, good equipment, good instructors. And he said, Dad, the visibility is absolutely unbelievable. He said, it's just, you know, it's like the Bahamas on its best days. And he said, they, instead of like the two-take morning dive, the profile is they do, because the reefs are so close, they go out like a morning dive, come back in, go out early afternoon dive, and then an afternoon dive. He said the reefs are like 8 to 10 minutes from the dock, and the wall starts like at 40 feet, and it's just spectacular. So.
Nice.
I'm stoked. I'm
well, I got my GoPros and Polar Pro filters and everything all packed up and ready to go. Hoping to score some good footage and stuff like that. Not just, you know, underwater. I have a feeling it is going to be spectacular diving. I'm kind of expecting that. But the thing about going to a place like Cuba is going to be the topside surface interval time is going to be so unique for us in the States. You know, folks, you know, we've heard from our listeners in Cuba, Canada, that it's been open to for years and that kind of thing. And you know, they might be a little jaded when it comes to going to a place like this. But this is brand spanking new dive site for us in the U.S. So I'm very excited to see what that is. But going down there and sampling the Cuban cigars and the rum and stuff, it's all about the whole experience on this little adventure that's going to make it a true cultural exchange. And we're going down there with our friends from Guy Harvey Outpost, the folks that you're working with. And I know, is it one of the researchers are going down there with us? Is that the deal?
Well, Mahmoud, which is Guy Harvey's main like professor / scientist / shark expert, all of the shark tagging and shark research is done by Mahmoud. So, I mean, he's a big time guy, and I'm really thrilled to go down and spend time with him and do some diving with him and pick his brain. And so, yeah, we're going down with the heavyweights and Mark Ellert, which is president of Guy Harvey Outpost, which is, you know, we're planning this thing together with him. So he's stoked too. I mean, he was going to send somebody else, one of the staff, and then he said, that ain't going to happen. I'm going myself, man. I'm not going to miss this.
Yeah, I heard God was going. I want to go.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what
I'm
it was.
I'm telling you, it's cool. It's going to be just great. And, you know, we're going to spend spend a couple of days in Havana and check out the sites there and try to find us a 57 Chevy convertible to tour around town in. You know?
Yeah. Well, I saw one out in the picture
I think that belongs to the resort we're staying at.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like a home with a bunch of bedrooms and stuff, and maybe we'll be able to commandeer that. But the guy we're going down with, like I say, he takes trips down there every month. His brother lives down there. His wife works for the Paradise Island Promotion Board over in Nassau. He's a really cool guy, and I think he's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be great having somebody that knows their way around down there and has it all planned out. I mean, literally, we're showing up at the airport with nothing, right, Greg? We don't have tickets. We don't have itineraries. We don't. It's like, hopefully this guy's not living good down in Cuba on our money, but whatever.
Yeah, do we need a safe word or something while we're down there that we need to be able to alert authorities or anything? I have no idea what to expect, but
no.
I feel safe.
I've been told don't drink the water.
Yeah.
Bring cash because there's no credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
The Cuban peso is on par with the U.S. dollar, kind of like the Bahamas.
Okay.
Internet and phone, forget about it.
Nah, not happening.
If you're in one of the upscale hotels, you can get internet, but it's $10 an hour and it's spotty.
Hmm.
You know,
well, the Pope was just there, so if it's good enough for the Pope, I guess it's good enough for us, right?
I would say so. Yeah. I would say so.
No, I think it's going to be a very. I don't know.
I wonder what the Pope mobile was. They don't have do Fiat down there.
Well, it was probably that blue 57 Chevy I saw in the picture.
That could be it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that looked cool. I mean, that's one of the things you hear about people that go down there, that it's, you know, Havana especially is caught in a time warp. And it's like going back into the 50s and looking around and going, wow, this is what it really looked like.
Yeah, I just, like I say, I just sent you, I just found it on YouTube. I just went to Pinar del Rio, and YouTube thing came up, and it's like a 15-minute thing of a guy going, like, the route that we're going, and it's, you know, I mean, they're passing tractors with, you know, with carts on the back and mules, and I mean, it's like really third world, but funky.
Yeah.
I mean, really funky and cool.
Well, it's going to be interesting, though, because once again, this has just been an embargo for the U.S., and it obviously has affected the island immensely in many, many ways, But you know, Europeans go there, Canadians go there. What I'm going to find interesting, and from a diver's perspective, is what kind of infrastructure they have for diving down there. I'm sure it's going to be a little bit more on the out island, stripped down type of situation. However, the manufacturers from Europe and everywhere else can probably get gear in there for some of the dive operators, I guess, right? Wouldn't you think?
You know what? My son, I mean, you know, I asked him about rental, and he said, Dad, I rented everything down there. It's top of class stuff. He said it's very professionally run setup.
Yeah.
It's not primitive on dugout canoes or anything, you know.
Right.
They got nice dive boats and equipment. They don't have nitrox, but they they have good equipment, and the boats look good, and like I say, the dock is right there at the resort, so it's all, you know, a self-contained operation. So
yeah, well, it'll be very intriguing to see, and obviously that's what we're going to try to cover and educate people accordingly as much as we possibly can, and give them a little taste of what it's like down there in Cuba. And by the way, do you say Cuba or Cuba? What is it?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been brushing up on my Spanish. I can't even say Spanish.
Hey, look, I don't know if it works. I don't know if you need a phone signal, but I've got the greatest translator app. You speak English and it repeats it in Spanish.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all.
I got that covered, dude. I got it. I'm the translator.
Well, I figured all I need to know is baños and I think rum. That's it, right? I think that's pretty much it.
Cuba Libra.
Yep, there you go. Cohiba.
Cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Cerveza.
Cerveza, correct. Right, right, right. I think we're good to go.
I'm sure there's a couple of other
and
things.
And scuba.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. So,
Pendejo?
Yeah. What was it?
Pendejo?
No, that isn't one of them. Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a good time, and it's going to be a fun show, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually coming down to the Miami International Boat Show on Monday, and then we're going to hop on our plane and go down to Cuba on Tuesday and literally be back in the States by Saturday's show next week. So,
yes.
I mean, that's the neat thing about this. You're literally, it's, 90 miles away from Key West or from our flight in Miami. We're talking, 150-mile flight. So it's a short flight.
45 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, and to zip back and forth that quickly and hopefully experience
it. I mean, Cayman's an hour and 15 minutes and you fly over Cuba.
Well, they
like to get to Cayman.
That's right. So we're just going to take a little stop this time and take a look around. And I don't know if I want to run into Fidel, but if we do, I guess we'll just say hi and move on quickly.
That's it.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're gone.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy, CJ in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy is still with us via the web. I'm going to the Maldives, too. Did I mention that earlier? Just thought it'd be one more place. But you could come, too. We're going in August with our friends from Explorer Ventures. That's the next big Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Give them a call, 1-800-322-3577. By the way, they're running some great specials right now, especially if you're a dive shop. Listen, if you own a dive shop right now, you need to call Explorer Ventures right now and run a group trip, because you can get like four free spots with a full charter unheard of deals on certain charters they have with Explorer Ventures and the Turks and Caicos, save by itinerary and that kind of thing. But it's like this or week or this next couple weeks only. So call them up, especially if you're dive, a dive shop, or have a club or group.
Yeah, get
folks.
All your buddies together. I think they call that running a train.
Okay, I think that is technically incorrect, but we'll go with it regardless. Bob Evans was nice enough to give us a pair of Force Fins to give away today. Yellow pair of pros, and we've already got some entries. Let's see. I just said email us info@scubaradio.com, name, address, phone number, and why you need them. Here's one from, it just says, I'm a male. That is my name. I've been using the same pair of Scuba Pro jet fins since 1986. It's time for a new pair. Okay, that's cool. We'll throw you in the hopper there. Please tell Bob I need a new pair of fins. I love my Flying Force fins, and they are the only ones I dive with. I need a second pair that work with thin dive booties in warmer water locations, which would be the pros. That's from Dennis. Let's see. Love my pair of Black Force fins. A lot of previous customers want a new pair, it seems like. This is from Russ. I use them all the time when I'm doing diving in Florida and Point South. They are awesome. But I could truly use a pair of free neon yellow Force fins when I am diving in quarries here in the mid-Atlantic area where viz sometimes leaves a lot to be desired. Okay, and here's one from, Captain Ross. Number one, in a few years when I retire and move to the Keys, I will need some cool fins to get around the reefs and wrecks. Second reason is when I get the chance to dive with the Scuba Cowboy, I want to look as cool as he does. Well, of course, the only way to do that would be with Force fins, because that's what the Scuba Cowboy dives with as well. So if you want to get in on the chance, we'll announce a winner next week or shortly thereafter. Because if I'm in Cuba, I may not be able to announce the winner next Saturday. We'll have to see. So just email us info@scubaradio.com. Or Scuba Radio, or info@scubaradio.com, and name, address, phone number, and why you need a pair of neon yellow Force fins, and we may just hook you up. Simple as that, just like those folks have, and see if we can make someone very, very happy, and a bunch of other folks really pissed off that don't win, because it's only one pair. So,
Greg, I'm getting ready to send my email right now.
Are you? Yeah, you won't be eligible either, Jerry. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Breaks my heart.
Yeah. No, but go ahead and send an entry anyway so we can read it on the air and make fun of you. How about that?
Send it under a fake name like Barry the Diver Guy.
Okay.
I mean, change it. You can fool Greg.
That's true. I'll be all juiced up on Havana Club rum anyway, so I would never know the difference.
Terry the Diver
Guy. You can order right from the website, Jerry, and just use the promo code Human Centipede.
Okay. Obviously, it's Scuba Radio Happy Hour. Did that diver down beer get here after all? I'm starting to wonder. Yeah. Anyway, Cuba next week. That's going to be...
Talk about Lake Titicaca.
I have a prediction that the show that we do from Cuba next week will definitely go down in the annals of history of Scuba Radio it's going to be another unique event in the life of this goofy little show. 19 years running, and I'm really looking forward to it. That's what makes this show worth doing every week, because I never know what's going to happen one week to the next. And okay, we're going to be in Cuba.
Yeah, Greg, it's awesome. Also the 48th anniversary.
Yeah, of?
The Bubble Boy.
It's a 48-year anniversary of the Bubble Boy.
Yeah.
Of the movie or of you?
Of
what do
me.
You mean? Today is his... No, get out.
April 1st is my birthday.
Oh, I was going to say, it's not your birthday today. You didn't pop up on Facebook. I would have seen that.
And it's easy to remember because it's April Fool's Day.
That's right.
Right. Well, exactly. Yeah, so Bubble Boy will be celebrating his birthday. That's true. Actually, now that you mention it, I just checked Facebook. It's Clay McArdle's birthday.
Oh, is it really?
From Explorer Ventures. So
I
shout
Clay.
Out to Clay. I talked to him before the show and wished him happy birthday. I sang to him. And I say, you want to come on the show?
What he goes, cruel thing to do on somebody's birthday.
I say, you want to come on the show today? He goes, no. Oh, hell no. I would rather do something way more productive than talk to you schlubs. So he's enjoying his birthday today. So congrats to our buddy Clay from Explorer Ventures. So, yeah, but next week will be very special. Are you guys feeling bad that you're not going to be there, or are you just happy that I'm going, that I might bring back some cigars for you?
I don't know much about Cuba, but I'd like to learn about it through you.
Yeah? You'd like to live vicariously from my travels?
I can't wait to see the footage that you shoot.
Yeah?
You got to shoot a lot of footage, and tell me, I want to see what critters are down there.
Okay, well... You know,
the
before,
cigars will definitely make it nicer too, Greg.
Well, right. True. When you come back and you give us, generously give us each 3 to 5 cigars.
Well, all I can say is he better bring some of that to BTS.
Well, we will see.
Well, there won't be any left.
Yeah.
And cigars and rums.
We can't promise anything. No promises.
That's the problem when they're in the studio and you're not, Jerry. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, suck it, Jerry.
They suck.
All right. Well, there you go. That's the plan for next week. Make sure you join us. Till then. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Diving with a sweater.
Save diving, everybody.
You can fail here. Know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not in water. Yeah, we in love here. Now we in love here.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.